We have a lot of young players on this team and new coaching staff. I think we're happy about it.
To the coach's office.
I'm enjoying the interaction with the coaches. I'm enjoying working with the players. I enjoy the process.
From the Browns of the present.
I'm thrilled to be where I'm at each and every day to play quarterback here.
I am a threat. I'm on the football field. I can possibly get that football. And when I get the football, you better strap your helmet on tight, you know, make sure all your chin straps buckled up because it'll take you for a ride.
To the Browns of the past.
Bernie Kosar joining us.
Brian Sipe.
Jerry Shirk.
Clay Matthews.
This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Quaker Steak and Lube on ESPN 850 WKNR.
It pushes, and he's in! Touchdown! It is all over! The Browns have won it!
Now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
Hey, it's a Motown Friday. It's a Motown Friday here from Indianapolis, the site of the NFL Scouting Combine. For the next hour, we are going to talk with you about all that has been going on here today. Not much in the way of major news by any stretch of the imagination, but if you call the height of a top quarterbacking prospect news, then that's what we have with Robert Griffin III. He measured in at 6'2+. That's actually a big deal because this guy's lack of height was a concern, was a conversation, was potentially a problem for those who question whether or not he was tall enough to play in the NFL. Well, doesn't appear to be an issue any longer. Probably helps his value, although I don't know that his value was hurt in any potential way as a possible guy to be picked second overall in this draft. But that issue was addressed, as we heard today, when the measurables came through. And that's the biggest part of this combine. It is all about the measurements, because they're true measurements, versus what the collegiate measurements tend to be, exaggerated or inaccurate. And it's about the medical examinations. And if a guy, you know, checks out thoroughly by NFL club doctors, that's a plus for him as well, or a negative if they find things wrong with these guys. And guess what? You can get a regular heartbeat. Last year, a tumor was found in a player. Lots of things can happen. You've got many, many medical professionals checking out these athletes. And these are big investments, multi-million-dollar investments that teams are making. They want to know if the bodies can work. It's that simple. Great show for you tonight. Pat Shurmur, the head coach of the Browns, will join us. He was with us a couple of days ago before we headed to Indianapolis. Now we get a chance to talk with him and get his take on the whole measurable thing and other takeaways from this combine, the biggest that he's had to deal with so far here in Indianapolis. So he's going to be with us. Bernie Kosar is going to be with us. He's been here. He was here with us yesterday. He's going to be with us actually through the whole weekend of watching combine and, you know, checking out practices and hearing what the players had to say. And that was the other thing. The players, the quarterbacks, met the media today. So that was a big deal as well, to kind of get some impressions of the personalities of Andrew Luck, of Robert Griffin III, just Ryan Tannehill, the quarterbacks, hearing what they had to say to reporters, how they handled themselves. That, too, made some news today. Very impressive, Luck and RG3. The way they addressed the questions, the way they answered the media, and generally sounded like guys who you would like to be on your football team. Now, you know, there's a lot more to it than that. They got to be able to play, but that was an interesting part of this process as well, as they met the media. Michael via Facebook. We take questions, as you know, via our, before we get to Michael, I should say, we take them via our voicemail line, 855-363-DAILY or 363-2459, or locally 440-824-6138, such as this caller.
Charlie Reed from Seelands Grove, Pennsylvania. Hey, Vic. I'm just wondering, all this talk about RG3, I just my gut feeling is I'm a homer for Colt. I think he's a good guy. I just think we need to surround him with like another offensive line, a couple good wide receivers, like maybe going after that Matt Kelly, however you say it, from USC. And then later, if you want to get a quarterback, that Ryan Tannenbaum from Texas A&M, and going after Wendell Wright. Staying away from the quarterback thing and everything. I think Colt actually will be another Drew Brees if we down the line one of these days. So just because Colt ran for his life last year. Give me your thoughts on what you think there. Thanks, man. Talk to you later.
And we thank you for that call. A vote for Colt McCoy to stick as the Browns quarterback and address other areas. And an interesting take given a lot of hysteria, frankly, over this team's possibility of trading up from the fourth spot if need be to get an RG3 or go into free agency. Matt Flynn's name bounced around there, the Packer quarterback. And again, all sorts of these conversations like this will continue on for weeks and months as we lead up to the April draft. But it's interesting to hear, it was a little refreshing actually to hear someone say, you know, Colt might not be so bad, and invoking a comparison with Drew Brees is quite a comparison, but it's still a good one to make. I don't know if he's ever going to get to that, but he might, as the caller suggested. But you better be sure about that. You better believe that you've got that guy, because if you go there and give up the chance to take what could be the franchise-changing, game-changing, earth-moving type of player at the quarterback position, if that's what's out there, wow, that's a risk I don't know that you want to take as an organization if you're in that position to do so. Okay, we have got coming up in a couple of minutes a conversation with the head coach of the Browns on this Motown Friday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford, brought to you by Madden NFL 12 in stores now. EA Sports, it's in the game.
It's auto show season, and the best deals are at Liberty, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. The savings are huge, and right now you can get an additional $1,000 in auto show bonus cash, or lease the best-selling 33-mile-per-gallon Ford Fusion for just $169. Great fuel efficiency, quality, and style, all for only $169 a month. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermillion,
Madden NFL 12 delivers an authentic NFL experience with an all-new collision system, team-specific runners, and real-life broadcast with all-new dynamic player performance. Players' traits rise and fall based on their performance throughout the game. Madden NFL 12, true to the game. EA Sports Madden NFL 12 is available now. Want to learn more? Go to ea.com/MaddenNFL.
Cleveland Browns Stadium and the Browns Training Facility have just the right spaces to help make your next private event a masterpiece. The Browns offer up to 30 unique and inviting venues that can make your wedding, bar and bat mitzvah, holiday party, prom, or other social or corporate event a success. For more information on how you can host your next private event with the Browns, call 440-824-6162 or visit clevelandbrowns.com.
What do we want?
Weekends!
When do we want them?
Now!
How do we want them?
With 20% off!
Where do we want it?
At Ace!
Let's go!
Come into Ace this Saturday and get 20% off almost anything that fits into an Ace bag. So stop by, fill your bag, and get your weekend back. At Ace, the helpful place. Discount is off regular priced in-stock merchandise that fits inside one bag. Good at participating stores February 25th only. One bag and offer per customer. Other conditions apply. See store for details.
All mattresses are prone to body impressions, and the only way to reduce the feel or appearance of these impressions is to occasionally flip and turn your bed. It is for this reason that we still make two-sided mattresses. Most other brands, however, only make one-sided mattresses, which are touted as no flips. This is Ron Trzynski of the Original Mattress Factory, and interestingly enough, we recently received an email from a national brand customer who was instructed to flip his no-flip mattress. The customer had a 4-year-old mattress with a body impression that was over the tolerance, but could not receive a replacement as the product was no longer covered under warranty. When he asked for advice, the service representative told the customer to flip the mattress over while he was on a long vacation, as this would allow the weight of the mattress to compress the material back into shape. The customer chose instead to buy one of our two-sided mattresses, which he could flip at any point in time. The Original Mattress Factory, 4930 State Road, right at the 480 ramp. Or check us out on the web at originalmattress.com.
This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford and in association with Quaker Steak and Lube on ESPN 850 WKNR. Now back to the NFL Scouting Combine in Indianapolis, Indiana.
And you have to love a Motown Friday, especially when the Motown Friday is coming to you from the Combine. Yeah, the NFL Scouting Combine in Indianapolis. That's where we are, Lucas Oil Stadium. And this segment, it's brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube. Very happy to have with us now the head coach of the Browns, Pat Shurmur. Pat, first of all, how you doing?
I'm doing good. It's we're into it now.
Yeah.
The weigh-ins and the meetings, and we'll start to see the guys compete on the field here soon.
So what do you get from, let's talk about those weigh-ins, those measurables, and from your standpoint, what are you really looking for, and what do they do for you in the evaluation process?
Well, you see their body types, of course, and then you get what is the standard measure of their height and weight, and so it's a good way to kind of look at them all, size up against their other guys.
And the when you immerse yourself in this thing, as we were talking about the other day, this is the time when you, your coaching staff, have that opportunity now to be involved in that process. Whereas you spent the whole rest of the year focusing on the team, focusing on the 2011 season.
Right.
When you get here, you do have to, or I know you've been doing this over for the last couple of weeks, but you're shifting your brain, right, into kind of a different mode. What's that like?
Well, it's nice to be able to get to know these players and ones that you'll potentially draft. And so you kind of change gears a little bit. The off season involves quality control and deciding what you're going to do next season from a football standpoint, as well as doing the free agency and then, of course, the draft player stuff. So it's a fun time of year. It's a change of pace,
right?
But yet you're still it's still football 24/7.
How quickly can a coaching staff and a head coach get up to speed with what's going on with personnel? Because it isn't the thing you're doing all year long, as opposed to the personnel staff, which is what they focus on all year. When I say up to speed, when you truly feel comfortable, you've got a handle on this.
Well, I think you're constantly doing it. You're always evaluating players as they come through. So I don't know if you ever are up to speed. You just keep working on it every day.
I mean, with the college players, it's
sure.
Just an everyday process, and you're just there at some point.
That's right, and you just keep working through it and add your input to how you see the players and their value and
right.
And really what you think about them. And so you just got to constantly go through it and work on it a little bit every day. And then that's kind of the, if you don't do it that way, then it all piles up.
Do you like what you're seeing of available talent? However it shakes out for the Browns and whoever you're able to get, are you feeling good about the body of what's out there to possibly add to this team in a general term?
Yeah, I think a lot of good-looking guys. Now, we'll see them compete here soon. And a lot of these guys are very accomplished in their college careers. So, I think there's good talent this year, of course.
You started that interview process. For you, it was last night where you sit down with the players and over at the Players Hotel and that discussion. Walk us through what that's like and how you sort of lead that thing, and in that 15-minute period, just as best you can give a feel for what that process is like.
Well, it's very structured, of course, because of the time constraints, but, you try to get in, and we've already done background work on all these guys, so we have them talk about themselves just a little bit, and then we watch some tape with them and ask them to talk about what they did last year and some specific plays, and then try to get them to communicate a little bit of what their systems were like, and then kind of follow up with anything that comes from that.
And when you when you engage, say, with a quarterback, or you engage with an offensive player, do you stick to what they've done, or how often, or do you at all bring in Browns specific offensive terminology and structure just to see how much they can grasp that?
Well, I think that's what you do at another time.
Okay.
The 15 minutes doesn't allow much of that. So the best way to get a feel for their football knowledge, of course, is to have them verbalize what they did. And, at some point when we go back and meet with them in their home, on campus or when they come to Berea, we'll get a chance to add some of our terminology and see how well they learn it.
Browns coach Pat Shurmur joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, as we broadcast live from Indianapolis, site of the NFL Scouting Combine. And for you as a head coach, compared to the days that you came here as an assistant, as an offensive coordinator previously, and then as a position coach, how involved were you with the same type of thing, the interviews and such with those previous roles, and compare them to your current role as a head coach?
Well, I was involved just in the positions that I was coaching, and then on offense, of course, all the offensive players. And so I was involved in them, you know, and I would add questions and interact with the players. But we have the position coaches basically run the meeting, and then if there's anything that I want to add, or the coordinators, if anything that Brad, or in the case of a defensive player, Dick, feels like he needs to add, then he'll do that as well.
When you get into the personal stuff, the personality stuff, because I talk with you in these non-interview structures. You talk about fun things and engaging things and things that just people things, life things. I know that 15 minutes doesn't allow a lot, but do you try to get the discussion to get to that comfort point, that comfort level where you want to just see that player be himself, whatever himself is?
Well, as much as you can, you want to try to determine a little bit about his personality, and every once in a while something tough will come up, and you know, you can see maybe how he'll handle adversity. And so, and we have some, you know, questions of course that are structured to see how he's going to respond in adverse situations. And so we try to get as much as we can out of it, and then obviously have to go back and do more work later.
You want to push buttons though a little bit?
Yeah, I try to some. You know, I don't think you try to learn about the young man the best you can. And so the structure of it makes it very important that you don't waste time.
This isn't a, quote, recruiting effort, because the draft slots are the draft slots and you get to pick a player. They don't necessarily, you know, this attitude, they don't pick you. But at the same time, you want that to be as good a marriage as possible once the time comes of making a selection. So is a part of this, any part of this, about you trying to determine how much player X would want to be a Cleveland Brown potentially? Can you pick up those vibes? Do you seek to pick up those vibes?
You know, there's not much of that. It's more of them getting to know us and us getting to know them. And I think that's more of what you get in a 15-minute structured interview. And then our position coaches, of course, will spend more time. And you're right, there's not much recruiting that goes into it.
Yeah.
Because we pick them. So, you know, I think what you'll find, though, is that they'll get a feel for us by the interaction with the coaches.
But you know the kind of guy that you want in your locker room. You know the kind of guy that you want to be on a Pat Shurmur coach football team.
Right. Yeah, I think so. And I think that's what you're trying to get out of these interviews. Is this the kind of guy I want to bring to Cleveland? And
right.
It becomes very obvious sometimes in a short period of time.
What's the next, say, step through the work of the, you know, the time period of, you know, Friday, Saturday, as far as workouts? When do you get to see the quarterbacks actually start throwing the ball and you know, the one that everybody's focused on, that, and I guess the receivers catching the ball?
Yeah, that's the actual on-the-field workouts for most of the players starts tomorrow.
Tomorrow, Saturday.
And it'll be the offensive line first, and then move on Sunday and Monday to the, you know, and Tuesday, of course, to the quarterbacks, the receivers, the running backs, the tight ends, and then, of course, all the defensive players.
Can you just walk me through, when you watch, because you've done this many times before here at the Combine, so when you watch a quarterback throw, can you give me a short list of major points that you are going to focus on that performance, on that on-field performance thing that are the most telling to you?
Well, I don't think you I don't think you can cancel or say you totally like a guy based on the combine performance. It's
right.
Very important to watch the tape and see how he did in college. But you can tell how he throws the football. You'd be able to see his rhythm. Get a little bit of a feel for his arm strength.
Mm-hmm.
And in the routes that they throw, you can see whether he's generally an accurate thrower or not.
Okay.
And so, you know, all the things you're looking for, you can see, you know. And then, of course, you have to watch them play because you add the element of all the other people on the field, and that can either make the guy better or worse.
And while you're here, and people, you know, I don't know if anybody appreciates this, you really don't have any singular focus. You can't on something and block out the rest of the world. There's other stuff going on. Free agency is fast approaching March 13th.
Right.
You got your own guys that you worry about, as far as I say worry about, deal with, that are going to become free agents or are due to become free agents, potential free agents that you want to pick up from other teams. Your day here involves those conversations as well.
Yeah, you're somewhat multitasking at this point. You know, we're in the business side of the year in terms of putting our team together. And so this is an evaluation process. We're gathering information about the college players, but obviously behind the scenes we're doing other things. You just keep moving, and there's certain things that you need to get done each day. And then, you know, I've got, obviously, all the coaches are here doing their work, and
right,
they do an excellent job of detailing the information and, you know, ranking the players, and here's the guys I really like, and it really starts that way. Much like in scouting, you know, the guys that go out and do the school visits,
yeah,
know the most about the players, and then, you know, when it gets to Tom Hecker's desk, then, of course, he decides how much he, you know, what he thinks of the players as well. Same with coaching. The position coaches know the most. The coordinators weigh in, of course, and then, you know, that I spend my time as well looking out.
Do you feel you're managing your time better now that you have a better feel for what being a head coach is after a year through this? And even at an event like this, do you have a better sense of how you want to structure your own time?
Yeah, I think so. I think anytime you do a new job, that requires a broader view. You know, I think the second time you do it, the better you are in terms of organizing your time and getting the right information.
Excellent. Thank you. Speaking of your time, we appreciate that you've spent some of it with us today.
No problem.
And we look forward to talking with you again.
All right, Dick. Thanks, man.
He is the head coach of the Browns, Pat Shurmur, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford, brought to you by Madden NFL 12, in stores now, EA Sports. It's in the game.
It's auto show season, and the best deals are at Liberty, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. The savings are huge, and right now you can get an additional $1,000 in auto show bonus cash, or lease the best-selling 38-mile-per-gallon Ford Focus for just $129. Great fuel efficiency, quality, and style, all for only $129 a month. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's been stolen. Hazel Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion.
If you love wings, if you love rings, and all kinds of other tempting things, great time, great food, get too quick to take a move.
Sink your teeth into Munch Madness with our revved up loop favorites. Try our sweet potato retreads, Greek nachos, shrimp quesadilla, or new appetizer sized flatbread.
Great times, great food, get too quick to take a move.
At Cleveland Clinic, we'll see you later, today. Access to the best care is easy, with same-day appointments available at convenient locations throughout Northeast Ohio. Call today, 216-444-CARE, or visit clevelandclinic.org. At Cleveland Clinic, we'll see you later, today. Access to the best care is easy, with same-day appointments available at convenient locations throughout Northeast Ohio. Call today, 216-444-CARE, or visit clevelandclinic.org.
The Cleveland Auto Show is coming to the IX Center February 25th through March 4th. Ford will have its best and newest models on display. Tony Rizzo and the Really Big Show kick off the show with a live broadcast on the 25th from noon to 3. Monday through Friday, join the Hooligans live from 3 to 6 as they are joined by some of your favorite Cleveland sports figures for interviews and autograph sessions. Don't miss the ESPN Cleveland Sports Zone for games and prizes, including a golf simulator, speed pitch, football toss, an obstacle course, and much more. The Sports Zone is open Monday through Friday from 3 to 9, and Saturday and Sunday from 1 to 7. The ESPN Cleveland Sports Zone will be located directly behind the Ford display. The Cleveland Auto Show at the IX Center February 25th to March 4th. It's not too early to get auto show deals. See a Ford dealer now for a $1,000 auto show bonus cash on many new 2012 Ford vehicles for a limited time.
Join North Union Farmers Market for their indoor winter farmers market located at Shaker Square between Dewey's and CBS. The North Union Farmers Market offers fresh and local goods from their amazing farmers, bakers, and artists. The North Union Farmers Market will run every Saturday from 9 a.m. until noon, now until March 24th. Stay warm while eating fresh this winter. Visit NorthUnionFarmersMarket.org for information of the Winter Farmers Market and more events to come. Let Dunkin' Donuts make a delicious sandwich just for you. Hurry in today for a freshly made tuna sandwich or tuna melt. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary.
It's a Motown Friday. It's a Motown Friday for sure, and an electronic Friday for some reason here, but we'll deal with that. We thank you for choosing to spend this portion of your day with us on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Quaker Steak and Lube. We're going to have a conversation coming up very shortly with the one and only Bernie Kosar. Also want to remind you to stick around because ESPN's Adam Schefter is also joining us on the show. We'll get some national perspective and also some Browns perspective from the national guy. Hey, you can see Kenny Chesney and Tim McGraw for the first time together in 10 years on July 29th at Cleveland Brown Stadium, plus special guests Grace Potter in the Nocturnals and Jake Owen. Tickets are on sale now. They're available at Ticketmaster.com or by calling 1-800-745-3000. And this segment, it's driven by Liberty Ford.
Bernie, oh yeah, how you can grow.
And that music can only mean one thing. It means Bernie Kosar's in the house, in this Lucas Oil Stadium house here at the Combine. How you doing, Bernie?
I'm doing good. To think that we could spend a day looking forward to seeing a young man's height and weight.
Yeah, the results of a measurement was a big deal today.
A huge deal today.
And let's, you know, all right, we kid about it. Robert Griffin measuring in at 6'2 plus, and I think the weight was like around 223, I believe, was the number there. So these exact figures come in, and this impacts opinion about the guy. Do you think it really impacts precisely where he's picked in the draft, or does it impact the pre-draft hype talk?
Well, it definitely impacts the pre-draft hype talk. And I think a lot of with all the time and scrutiny that all of the players are under, it kind of takes another thing off the board, a potential negative off the board, because one of the things we heard throughout the course of the year is he's too small, he's not really 6'2", he's not really 220, and it was all just not sure what the perception was and the reality was of it. So today, I think it did help him to actually be bigger than 6'2", and to be more than 220, and for people to genuinely see it. Now, do I really think that inch plus or minus an inch or plus or minus 10 pounds makes a difference in his ability to be a good playmaking quarterback?
That's where I wanted to go next.
I really don't, but in terms of taking away some potential questions of potential durability or not, it does help Robert Griffin III.
I mean, when you think about, and again, you can speak so thoroughly about this, about what it's like in that pocket and what it's like to have those behemoths in front of you with, you know, big arms and big torsos and everything trying to block your, you know, get to you, knock the ball down, whatever they're going to do. That's where I'm wondering if 6'2 matters. And you're significantly taller than that, and other taller quarterbacks have played and not had great careers. So height isn't a magic formula for success at the position. So what else does he have besides the fact that he's making people comfortable by being more than 6'2"?
Well, one of the things that all quarterbacks really have to have, and yeah, you want to analyze the height and the weight and all those issues, but those are just things that, you know, you have to talk about. Ultimately, the main thing that the quarterbacks have to have is that ability in the land of the Giants, in the forest, to be able to stay under control, to stay composed, and to be able to have your brain actually work and function and be able to focus downfield and not pay attention to those 320-pound D linemen that are coming to try to decapitate decapitates you. And it's said somewhat in jest, but it's actually very, very true thing, is the quarterbacks, the real good quarterbacks, have that ability to analyze and focus downfield and find those seams and find that guy and have that timing and make those throws. And the top couple quarterbacks this year, which we're all talking about, have definitely more than done that in college.
Bernie Kosar joining us, as he always does here, on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, except now he's joining us from the Combine in Indianapolis. We don't always do that. But Bernie, the other part of today was that the quarterbacks, not just RG3 or Andrew Luck, but the group of them were brought into the media center. And we're, just to give people the visual, we are on what is called the radio row, with stations broadcasting from here, parked outside of the media center, which is normally a club area for Lucas Oil Stadium for fans on game day on Colts games. That they're on podiums, they're talking with reporters, answering questions galore, and both quarterbacks, especially, I mean, Luck and RG3, handled themselves exceptionally well in this setting. And a lot of people commented on how bright each sounded and their sense of humor, that they were engaging. They won over the media in a big way today.
Yeah, from that perspective.
Yeah, what's that mean?
Yeah, from that perspective, yeah, they were good. They've been both 4 years in college as basically the guy.
Yeah.
They've had plenty of experience at that. I actually had a little different take on it today. I didn't like neither one of their press conferences.
Oh, really?
I thought that both of them have, and I didn't.
What, too polished, too smooth?
They were too. Again, it doesn't matter because, and ultimately, in terms of their playing, this absolutely doesn't matter. But I could just see how many people are in their heads right now. The discussions and time that they spend training for today's questions, and the time and time that they have spent analyzing and debating, and all of their people and posse working them over to explain to them why they shouldn't throw, and their answers today, albeit exactly right about why they shouldn't throw. I just don't like to see the quarterback up there explaining from a business perspective why I don't need to throw because I don't know the receiver.
All right, so you were bothered more by that answer, but I mean their actual, the way they carried themselves.
Oh, it was fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, they handled themselves fine. It's just they don't. As I said on yesterday's show, and is how I like to see the young quarterbacks. And what I really loved about Cam Newton last year is he just wants to throw anytime, anywhere. And I believe, you know, when me and you first met in the 80s and throwing the ball in Jim Kelly's backyard, throwing through tires and goofing around. I mean, Andrew Luck and RG3 and even the wave of guys behind, there's this really impressive group of guys, albeit a drop-off.
Yeah.
It's that second tier of guys, that second, third, fourth round guys, that you just, I think there's a little kid in all of us quarterbacks, and we just want to play and throw in our sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't matter anytime, anywhere. And to start getting into the business reasons, albeit they are right, it just doesn't sound good to me.
A little earlier in the show, I had a chance to talk with, of course, Pat Shurmur. And he, you know, we got into the multitasking element of his job and dealing with the fact that you're just not dealing with the combine when you're at the combine. When you're a coach or a general manager, the organization, I mean, for the Browns, you know, a lot of hierarchy is here besides the coaches and scouts to deal with fast approaching free agency. March 13th, that process starts. Even though there's a little bit of a gap, and when this all ends, the early part of this coming week, and everybody goes back to their respective headquarters, they can deal with that. But they can deal with that in earnest. But while they're here, they can talk about free agency and deal with free agency, and Matt Flynn, whose name keeps coming up as someone who's likely to be a free agent from the Green Bay Packers. I was talking with Mike McCarthy, his head coach, and I know he met with the media today as well, but I've known Mike a long time. He said, hey, the guy's ready. He said, Flynn's ready for the starting job. He said, you know, I don't know if he was making any projections that he's going to be another Aaron Rodgers or that he's going to play every game as well as he played that finale this past season, six touchdown passes, but he did give an endorsement of a guy who's ready.
Well, if he is, then he should do the Bill Belichick move that Bill did with Matt Castle, franchise him and trade him for a top, say, second or third round pick. If he's that confident.
Yeah.
And what's beautiful,
I don't know if that's his call, it's probably Ted Thompson's
but
call.
Yeah,
yeah,
whoever,
I hear you.
Because if he is ready, you don't want to just give away that type of guy without anything.
Value.
And I like the way the NFL calendar is set up this year, especially for the Browns,
right,
because with the combines here and the projections and what do we do with draft picks, what do you do in free agency, with free agency happening when it is and the draft happening when it is, the questions about Matt Flynn, all these receivers out there, who's franchised, who's not franchised,
right,
who's unrestricted, who's somewhat restricted, what do you have to do with that, and then what's going to happen with Peyton Manning, you know, some of the people talking potentially trades. We had Bill Polian on the show yesterday talking about how RG3 is going to be the second pick of the draft, so you're going to have to get up to number two if you want him. Hey, if Washington takes Peyton Manning and the Dolphins take Matt Flynn, that means that St. Louis, to make a trade, has to drop into like 11, 12, 13 with Seattle. That makes it less desirable, no matter how many picks they want to give, because they want some of those top-tier guys, the Blackmans from Oklahoma State. So it could really help the Browns this calendar to kind of know by draft time what the lay of the land is.
Great stuff, Bernie. And I've enjoyed these last couple of days with you being here. Down here together, we've really bonded this last few days with our long and circuitous route from Cleveland to here. But anyway, this is great. And
my travel mate, huh?
It's good. We got, you know, we settled the world too. I like that. Every issue in the world was settled on the way from Cleveland to Indy. But anyway, travel safe back home, and then you and I will reconvene on Monday.
Looking forward to the weekend of kind of looking and seeing the guys on the field, offensively oriented over the weekend, which is where my bias is. So I'm looking forward to seeing that and then catching up about it on Monday.
He is Bernie Kosar. He is Bernie Kosar, the one and only, joining us as he always does, regularly does here on Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford. It's brought to you by Madden NFL 12 in stores now. EA Sports, it's in the game. Coming up, by the way, conversation with ESPN's Adam Schefter. Stick around for that.
It's auto show season, and the best deals are at Liberty, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. The savings are huge, and right now you can get an additional $1,000 in auto show bonus cash or lease the best-selling SUV, Ford Escape, for just $169. Four-wheel drive, great fuel efficiency and style, all for only $169 a month. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty, Benson, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion.
If you love wings, if you love rings, and all kinds of other tempting things, take time, great food, get to wait to take a move.
Sink your teeth into Munch Madness with our revved up loop favorite. Try our sweet potato retreads, Greek nachos, shrimp quesadilla, or new appetizer sized flatbread.
Great times, great food, get to wait to take a move.
Hi, I'm Evan Moore. I made my way onto the Cleveland Browns by keeping my head in the game and blocking out all other distractions. I do the same thing when I'm driving my car. That means putting the phone down, keeping my eyes on the road, and buckling up. Every trip, every time. So whether you're just driving around town or to the stadium, never let distracted driving take you out of the game. This message provided by the Ohio Department of Public Safety.
I'm Joel Matlin, president of Alarm Force. With an Alarm Force video relay, you can see and speak with whoever's at your front door from anywhere in the world through your cell phone. Full video and live two-way voice together. The most advanced form of home security. Get a video relay and an Alarm Force home alarm for only $199 and only $35 per month. And you can get a video relay even if you have another company's home alarm or no alarm at all.
Call 1-800-267-2001. Alarm Force.
Ohio's best choice for home security.
The Advanced Auto Parts Monster Jam. Band of the Ballin for 30 years. And back for its 30th anniversary celebration. Watch the first time ever at Quicken Loans Arena for Spider-Man. And for the first time ever, multiple bikers inside a globe of unforgiving steel. It's the fear of fear. Get Easter sales just $10 at the box office and Northern Ohio Discount Drug Mart stores. It's the picture to be disability. Never charge. All $3.40 show. Tonight, twice tomorrow, and Sunday, Quicken Loans Arena.
The law office of Walt Benson reminds you that life is a lot like sports. You try to follow the rules, but sometimes you get called for committing a penalty. If you find yourself facing criminal charges, whether a traffic offense or a serious felony, call the law office of Walt Benson. With over 17 years of experience helping clients from professional and collegiate athletes to regular sports fans like you, call Walt Benson and get back in the game. 1-855-GET-WALT. 1-855-GET-WALT. Call today. Only Allstate has auto claim service so good, now it's guaranteed. The new claim satisfaction guarantee. Learn more at allstate.com/satisfaction.
And we welcome you back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on this Motown Friday edition, coming to you live from the NFL Scouting Combine in Indianapolis. Wrapping up our final day of broadcasting here, you still see our great coverage of this event on ClevelandBrowns.com. Matt Florjancic, our staff writer, Jameer Howerton, doing our video stuff. So make sure you're catching all that. And Browns fans, experience the great benefits of being a Cleveland Browns season ticket holder. 2012 season tickets are on sale now, and they're more affordable. Than ever, with tickets starting at $32. Go to ClevelandBrowns.com or call 440-824-3434 for more information. In this segment, a conversation with Adam Schefter, it's brought to you by Madden NFL 12 in stores now. EA Sports, it's in the game. Very happy to have with us right now from ESPN, my good friend, former colleague with NFL.com and NFL Network, Adam Schefter. How you doing?
Hello there, Vic. How you doing?
Doing great. Adam, so much to talk about here at the Combine, because the news, is happening inside the dome with the college prospects, but there's so many other things going on around the league as teams get ready for the March 13th free agent period. What would you say in terms of the hottest stories, the ones that, and I know for Browns fans, AFC North, the Pittsburgh Steelers face a lot of issues.
Well, I think they, to me, start with the quarterbacks always. And Peyton Manning is the biggest quarterback out there. And everybody's waiting for that domino to fall. And once that domino falls, then all the other quarterback dominoes fall. Because once someone gets Peyton Manning, then we know who's going to go after Matt Flynn and Kyle Orton and who's going to be trading up for RG3. Mm-hmm. That is the first move that has to happen. It dictates all the other moves. As for the Pittsburgh Steelers, Ben Roethlisberger redoes his contract. It basically gets the Steelers right back around the area of the cap. They're almost even there, if not right slightly above it. But they position themselves now to make a few more moves to be able to keep Mike Wallace.
Yeah.
As difficult as that is going to be. But to keep Mike Wallace still, they have to make more moves. They have to restructure more contracts, cut other players, terminate contracts. It's not going to be an easy thing to do, but you do these things to keep a blue-chip player like Mike Wallace.
Do they have enough goodwill, the Steelers, with some of those other players, just because of their consistency of success as an organization, to do those sorts of things and still keep guys happy enough to say, you know, I want to stay here even if it's not as ideal control?
Guys want to stay as long as they're being compensated. That's the bottom line. You know that. I mean, if they're being paid fairly and handsomely, they're going to stay. If they're not, then, and they think they can get more money on the open market, they're going to leave. Whether it's Pittsburgh, Cleveland, Cincinnati, Baltimore, it doesn't matter where that is. That's really the reality of the situation. There might be an exception or two out there, but it's uniquely rare that that happens. And I think it's a case where these guys will be doing things based on their value and what's good for them, not because the Steelers are a historically tradition-laced franchise.
What about, you brought up Peyton Manning earlier, and how that scenario will play out. There seems to be at least a widespread assumption that there's no way he stays with this Colts team and that they move on with Andrew Luck and he goes elsewhere, and it's going to just be this very unhappy divorce because of just circumstances and what's due to him financially and all that. But is that really, are you convinced that that's going to be the case?
I think it's likely. I mean, yeah. That's, I think, what everybody expects. But things change at the last moment sometimes. And all of a sudden, when they're at the brink of ending the relationship, maybe both sides say, you know what, I don't want to leave here, and I don't want you to go, and we're going to work it out. Almost like a couple breaking up. I mean, yeah, you think they're getting divorced, you think they're getting divorced, and then the last, let's just give this a shot. Okay? Yeah. And so, would it stun me if that happened? No, it wouldn't stun me. I don't expect it. I think that Peyton Manning's played his last down in a Colts uniform. I think he's moving on. I think that's the league-wide expectation.
Right.
But until it's done, it's a major deal. You're talking about an iconic figure. You're talking about a future Hall of Famer. You're talking about a guy that has meant as much to this city as he has. So it's not just a simple boom, done, you're out, gone, although everybody thinks it's going to go that way.
And that's you mentioned about his iconic stature in this town. It's so hard to believe that it could, I mean, we know it's not going to be easy, but as you said, at some point, Jim Irsay just might have that feeling of trepidation to say, this is an alter. This will move. This is a sea change. When you do this, you not only affect how different the Colts look in Indianapolis, how it looks in the league for this 14, this or whatever, however many years it's been, for a guy in this town, and the response, the fans handling it or not handling it. I think that's a critical step that could set the tone for this franchise for many years.
And that is true, undoubtedly. Everything you said there is right. It's what's also correct is that the team struggled as much as it did last year. It's got Reggie Wayne is a free agent, Robert Mathis is a free agent, Pierre Garçon is a free agent, a defense that's weak, a new head coach who's a former defensive coordinator, a new general manager. They feel like they need to make a lot of changes, spend a lot of money. They need cap space. Well, how are you getting that cap space if you're bringing back Peyton Manning and his $28 million option bonus with the $7-plus million base salary for this year with a big cap figure that's going to really tie up your money in two quarterbacks? It's tough to do. I'm not telling you they can't. If that's what you want to do, everybody in the league has got to make their choices. But what the Steelers are making their choices, the Browns are making their choices, and the Colts have to make their choices.
Adam Schefter joining us. He's from ESPN here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, as we broadcast from the Combine in Indianapolis. Adam, as we talk about the quarterbacks here, RG3 and what he has to do, say, in his workouts to just what teams are looking for, and I know you're talking to a lot of different GMs and coaches from around the league, and I'm doing the same thing. What do they need to see? What does this guy actually need to do here?
Well, he's not going to work out much this weekend, and I think the big thing for RG3 is already what he has done so far. That was measuring in 6.023. Came in at 6'2 3/8", 223 pounds. I think there were some people who worried that he was about 6'1", 6'1 and a half.
Yeah.
Not the case. Almost 6'2 and a half.
That extra inch, that important?
To me, no. To the NFL, yes. Right?
I mean, right. Oh, you're right.
You know,
Drew
Brees is 6 foot. Michael Vick is 6 foot. Hasn't spoiled those guys too much. But there were questions about his height. Those questions are no more. He answered one of those questions.
Yep.
And, of course, he'll work out at his pro day March 21st in Baylor. I'm sure he'll do very well. He may do some stuff here, but everybody says he's a really impressive guy. And the question is, who is going to give up the most to go up to St. Louis's spot at number 2 to get him, because he's not going to be there at 4 for Cleveland.
How fascinating and great is it for to be the Rams, to pretty much be in that position where you can do...
Vic, let me say this. Not only are they in the catbird seat on the first day of the draft, because everybody figures the Colts are taking Luck, so then everybody who wants RG3 has to go up to Cleveland at number 2, which gives them the great spot to get a lot of ammunition in return.
Mm-hmm.
On day 2 of the draft, they have the first pick in the second round, because they flip-flop places with Indianapolis.
Right.
So they get to pick that night that everybody has all day to call about, that if there's a guy that was left over from the first day, you call the St. Louis Rams on the second day of the draft to go get. So they are in a great spot. And you know what? They have a lot of needs and a lot of holes. So Jeff Fisher is going to be able to literally trade pick number 2, trade pick number 33, and come out of this with a lot of added picks to fill out and round out that roster.
Andrew Luck doesn't have to do anything except just stay there and wait to be the top overall pick of the draft and, again, likely be a Colt. We just talked about RG3. Who can be the guy, the quarterback, who can do something to change any of the discussion in a significant way here? Ryan Tannehill, I know he's recovering from the surgery.
I couldn't answer that because I don't know the answer. I mean, somebody's going to go out, Jay Cutler bench pressed a bunch of weight and said, "Whoa, that was interesting." But, I mean, these quarterbacks, I don't like to read too much into the combine. It's all there. Yeah. Their body of work is there from their college careers. Go take a look at it. Go take a look at their pro days and make the decision. I mean, yeah, this is just one small piece of a very large right. puzzle that these guys are putting together.
Sure. And the other thing is for the people that are getting to, they try to pull the curtain aside more and more each year. 250 fans going to be in to watch right. the workouts this year. The NFL clearly at media day at the Super Bowl in this town a few weeks back had fans in there, about 8,000 to watch that. These trends are telling me something. I mean, just
yeah, they're telling you that the league is trying to squeeze every penny out of every possible event that they possibly
yeah,
can.
And they can get it. I mean,
they can get it.
The interest, the level, and you know, who knows it better than you and ESPN and all the platforms you guys have in the response to it, but does it change what this is about? This is really
it's making it more into a reality show than anything else, and I'm sure that some of the old school football people don't appreciate and like that, but the fact of the matter is coaches don't always like all the extra media time that they have to give. They don't like these media days at the Super Bowl all the time that they have to do. But that is the way that the league wants it to be. That's the direction the league is taking it, and that's where it's going. You just got to hop aboard.
And if this isn't just a money-making league, it's also a copycat league. New York Giants just win a Super Bowl, and they win it in large part because of their outstanding defensive front. Do you get any sense in the people you talk with that as they're surveying talent of draft prospects and free agents coming up in March with an eye toward that? Is that premium going to be there for guys who can change your team's ability to rush?
I don't think anybody needs to see the Giants win the Super Bowl to know that there's a premium on pass rushers. I mean, the league always, to me, the most dominant and important positions on the football field are the guys who throw the football and the guys who go after the guys.
But you heard so much about throw, get your quarterback
right.
and everything else.
But in a passing league, the best way to beat that is to sack the quarterback.
But not everybody...
Well, there's not a lot of great pass rushers.
Right,
so if you go find them here, God bless you. That's the best of all worlds.
Right, right. And that's where I think a lot of the attention is focused for a team like the Browns, where people are saying, hey, they're going to go offense, going to go off. If a great pass rusher's there, it's hard for them to pass that up.
A great pass rusher at number four. Great. Because if you can go get RG3, too, that's a nice alternative as well.
Adam, great stuff. Thank you for taking the time.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Have a great day.
He is Adam Schefter from ESPN joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford, brought to you by Madden NFL 12 in stores now. EA Sports, it's in the game.
Auto show season, and the best deals are at Liberty, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. The savings are huge, and right now you can get an additional $1,000 in auto show bonus cash, or lease America's best-selling truck, F-150 for just $229, four-wheel drive, chrome accents, 18-inch all-terrain tires, all for only $229 a month. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion.
Looking for more than a song on your birthday? How about a whole concert? Get a free ticket to the Cleveland House of Blues during your birthday month when you join the First Merit Birthday Club. Just visit firstmerit.com/birthday for complete details. So log on and rock on with the First Merit Birthday Club. First Merit Bank. You first. Must be a First Merit customer with online banking to join. Full terms apply. See firstmerit.com/birthday for complete details. Member FDIC.
If you're a football fan, chances are it's been a lifelong passion. Did you know that over those same years, your oral care needs have also changed? From the ages of 30 to 50, science shows that plaque formation increases 337%, dry mouth increases 304%, and gingivitis increases 22,000%. So how do you fight oral aging with the grit and determination of a sports fan? Turn to Age Essential Mouthwash. It's so strong, it's been scientifically proven to kill germs for up to 16 hours, help prevent the effects of oral aging. Fight back and stay strong with Oasis Age Essential Mouthwash, available at your local Discount Drug Mart in the oral care section.
Madden NFL 12 delivers an authentic NFL experience with an all-new collision system, team-specific runners, and real-life broadcast with all-new dynamic player performance. Players' traits rise and fall based on their performance throughout the game. Madden NFL 12, true to the game. EA Sports Madden NFL 12 is available now. Want to learn more? Go to ea.com/MaddenNFL.
Shopping for a mattress and box spring can be a confusing and even frustrating experience. This is Ron Trzynski of the Original Mattress Factory. We recently shopped several retailers to learn more about the mattress shopping experience from the customer's perspective. So what did we find? We found many of the same sales gimmicks that have existed in the industry for years. Unfortunately, we also found some new tricks to the trade. Coil count, defined as the number of coils in an inner spring unit, has been replaced by several brands and retailers with coil density. Many of today's mattresses use a 2 to 4 inch foam or fiber edge in place of steel inner springs. Coil density has been defined as the number of coils that there would be if the springs went all the way to the edge. At the original mattress factory, our springs do extend all the way to the edge, and coil count equals coil density. We pride ourselves on offering real quality and genuine value. The original mattress factory, 4930 State Road, right at the 480 ramp. Or check us out on the web at originalmattress.com.
Chris Fedor here for my good friends at Madonna Volkswagen Mazda. It's that time of year again. The auto show is right around the corner. But you don't have to wait for the auto show to take advantage of big savings. Get out to see Scott and Steve at 3950 Pearl Road in Medina, where you'll always save. With Northeast Ohio's best selection of VWs and Mazdas and a nationally recognized service department, you just can't go wrong with the team at Medina VW Mazda. You'll find great deals on the 2012 Passat, that's Motor Trend's Car of the Year, and the all-new Jetta, a 2012 top safety pick by the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety. Looking to save some money on gas? Then how about a brand new Mazda 3? Its cutting-edge SkyActiv technology gets you 40 miles to the gallon. Medina VW Mazda, home to the low price guarantee. Check them out online anytime at MedinaVWMazda.com. It's time to experience the Medina Volkswagen Mazda difference today.
This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford and in association with Quaker Steak and Lube on ESPN 850 WKNR. Now back to the NFL Scouting Combine in Indianapolis, Indiana.
Wrapping it up on this Motown Friday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, as we broadcast from the NFL Scouting Combine in Indianapolis. Your questions, your Ask Vic portion of the show, driven by Liberty Ford. You ask them to the Browns official Facebook, Twitter pages, Michael via Facebook. I'm curious as to what you think about Kendall Wright instead of RG3 as the pick. Kendall Wright, of course, the receiver from Baylor. RG3's receiver there, one of them there. We need the best player available at number four, Michael says, but if Wright has a good combine, I would love to see him as the deep threat that we really need. I'll say this, Michael. Kendall Wright would have to be in a conversation as a game-changing type of player, no question, as a receiver, big play threat, on and on. But I think when you say forget about RG3, if he's so overwhelmingly that much of a difference maker for you, and you make an organizational decision to get him and give up those multiple picks that you would likely have to get up to number two from four to get him, you're going to probably do that. I can see your point, though, that says, you know, stay where you are, don't give up anything and get an outstanding receiver. That's not, you know, a crazy thought, and I'm sure that's on the table along with a lot of scenarios that this team has for this pick. Andy, via Facebook, what is considered, or who have you had on as far as the most jaw-dropping interviews, good or bad, that the team couldn't believe? This is, and he's talking about the interviews where the teams interview players in these 15-minute sessions here at the Combine, the get-to-know-you interviews versus media interviews. Couldn't believe that the player acted or said, or they got blown away. I don't have, Andy, a specific story on that. I have heard many anecdotes, though, from GMs, coaches through the years, about how some of these interviews have gone. I've heard from the extremely negative, where a player comes in the room. I would say the biggest negative feedback I've heard is the player who just seems disinterested and disengaged and has, you know, is bored, understands in his mind that he doesn't need to impress anybody with his words. He doesn't need to, you know, say anything special because he's got that great talent going for him. He's going to be the number one pick or a first-round pick or a top-five pick, and this isn't going to change one way or another. I've heard that, and I've also heard the guys that just have been engaging and have been, you know, fun to deal with. I think more times than not, Teams want the honesty when a player is dealing with, or at least as straightforward as possible when he's dealing with off-field issues, and how they react to the hard questions about their past. Kevin wants to know, do you think the Browns are going to continue to get younger players on the roster, especially through free agency, and possibly cut ties with some of the players that are currently on the roster that are no longer younger? Kevin, yeah, it's going to happen. The process is that you get younger. This is a younger, a young man's game all the time. It's ever-evolving with youth, and this team got very young, obviously, last year. It's going to continue to get younger, and it doesn't necessarily mean it's going to get worse, but with youth comes the mistakes of youth. So you deal with that, and I think it puts more on the coaching staff to do its job to coach up players, but I think that you trade the infusion of good talent for the mistakes that come with youth. We want to thank Pat Shermer and Bernie Kosar and Adam Schefter and Drew Boatner and Danielle Lavelli and Dave DiNatale, our great producer. Hey, we'll talk to you again Monday. We'll be back in Berea on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
Your home for Lake Erie Monsters hockey is ESPN 850 WKNR and 1540 KNR2 Cleveland. The Lake Erie Monsters topped Hershey last night, and they'll continue their three games in three nights in three cities.